Next patient is Maria Garza, the last name is G A R Z like in Zulu A. Maria. Number one, this is a clinical case of a 44-year-old Hispanic female with history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4 related to membranous nephropathy associated to SLE. The biopsy that was done in 2019 shows that 70% of the glomeruli, from 70 glomeruli that were obtained in that sample, 40 of them were sclerosed. And the patient has more than 70% sclerosis of the interstitium. We know that this patient eventually is going to be on dialysis, period. Taking that into consideration, the patient was referred to the Tampa General Hospital for pre-transplant evaluation, and she is following with them and getting all the tests done with that purpose. Period. The patient continues to take the CellCept as ordered. In the most recent laboratory workup, the serum creatinine was reported .6 mg/cent with an estimated GFR of 22. Serum and electrolytes, potassium is 4.4, sodium 137, the carbon dioxide is 21 and the chloride is 108. The serum calcium is 8.4, the albumin is 4. Period. The anti-double strand DNA, anti-DS DNA antibody is negative. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 216 milligrams of protein. That is the lowest that she has ever had, period. The patient was treated with Lupkynis, Lupkynis, but one tablet. The patient could not tolerate persistent nausea and vomiting, so we couldn't continue with that. The patient is at the present time treated with the CellCept and Plaquenil. Following number vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number. Seizures that are treated with phentoin, 300 milligrams daily. Following number anemia related to CKD, the hemoglobin is 8.5. We're going to request the iron studies. However, this patient is living in Lakeland. She's going to be referred to the Florida Cancer Center in Lakeland for the follow-up of the anemia related to CKD. Following number arterial hypertension, 120 over 90. The patient remains in 200 pounds and she was advised to decrease the total caloric intake in order to accomplish the weight loss that we need. We are going to follow the patient in 3 months with laboratory workup, continue with the same medications for the time being. Paragraph, we invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 12 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.